Unidad 5.
Can I help you?
En la unidad 5 usted aprenderá a hacer compras sencillas, en la oficina de correos y en la farmacia. En primer lugar, escuche a Marion que está comprando sellos y cartas de avión en la oficina de correos.
Could I have 2 11½p stamps and 3 14p?
2 11½ and 3 14s.
Yes, please.
Thank you. That's 3 14 and 2 11½. So 2 11½ is 23p, and 3 14s are 42. 5. 65p altogether.
Oh, and 2 air letters, please.
Yes, that's 40p. 5. £1.05, please.
And here's £2.
Thank you. £1, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. That's £2 change.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anne va a la oficina de correos mientras se encuentra de vacaciones en Escocia.
Good morning.
Good morning, can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to buy 6 stamps for postcards to Sweden.
6 at 18. £1.08, please.
And I'd like an air letter.
Yes. Would you like a Scots pictorial one or just an ordinary one?
I'll have a Scots pictorial one.
Thank you.
Could I have an ordinary one as well, please?
Yes, certainly. Here we are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How much is that altogether?
£1.51, please.
Right. £1, £2.
Thank you very much. £51, £1.60, £2.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ahora, Marion está comprando papel de cartas de avión en la papelería.
I'd like some notepaper, please.
Which kind would you like?
Airmail.
What size would you like? Small or large?
Large, please.
We have it in white, pink, or green, or blue.
Just white, please. A large white, then.
Would you like envelopes to go with it?
No, thank you. Just the paper.
That's just 99p, please.
Thank you.
Marion desea también un mapa de carreteras de Gran Bretaña.
And, I'd like a road atlas of Great Britain.
I'll have a look. No, I'm afraid we haven't. We only have 30 miles around London.
No, I wanted one of the whole of Britain.
No, I haven't got one of the whole of Britain at the moment.
Marion ha recordado que quiere unas postales. ¿Compra alguna?
Have you got any postcards of London?
Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't any postcards of London. We have plain postcards.
No, I want picture postcards.
No, we haven't any.
Okay, thank you. So, just the notepaper, please.
99. Thank you. 1p change.
Thank you.
¿Ha entendido que Marion no compró ninguna postal? Ella quería tarjetas postales ilustradas, pero en la tienda no tenía. A continuación, Marion compra unas aspirinas en la farmacia.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like some aspirins, please.
What size would you like?
What size is there?
I'll show you. We've only got hundreds or the soluble aspirin.
You don't have a small one, then?
No, not at the moment, I'm afraid.
No, thank you.
No? Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Ahora, estudie las palabras y frases más importantes antes de pasar a practicar lo que ha aprendido. Ahora, practique lo que ha aprendido. En primer lugar, lea las instrucciones de su libro. A continuación, prepárese para escuchar y escribir. Hay unas personas haciendo cola en la oficina de correos para comprar unos sellos. Aquí está la primera persona.
I'd like 2 20 and a half pence stamps and 1 26 stamp, please.
2 20 and a half and 1 26. 67 pence, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aquí está el siguiente cliente.
Please, could I have 2 air letters? Certainly. 40 pence, please. And I'd like 1 5 pence stamp, 1 4 pence stamp, and 2 16 pence stamps.
1 5, 1 4, and 2 16. 41 and 40. That's 81, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Y ahora el tercer cliente.
I'd like 1 1-penny stamp, 1 10-pence, and 1 17-pence stamp, please.
That's 28 pence, please.
Here's a pound.
That's 72 pence change. Thank you.
Thank you.
Y ahora, el cuarto cliente.
I'd like 3 20-pence stamps and 3 2-pence stamps.
3 20s, 3 2. Anything else?
That's all, thank you.
66 pence, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ejercicio 2. El señor Heath se ha ofrecido a hacer algunas compras para su mujer. Escuche a la señora Heath que le está diciendo a su marido lo que desea que él le compre.
What would you like me to buy?
Well, I'd like some notepaper.
What kind would you like? Airmail or ordinary?
Airmail, please. And I'd like some envelopes to go with it.
Do you want large or small?
Large envelopes, please.
How many do you want?
10 large airmail envelopes, please.
All right. Anything else?
Yes. Could I have some postcards, please?
Picture postcards or plain ones?
Picture postcards.
And how many do you want?
Oh, just a few. 3 or 4.
So, a few postcards, 10 large envelopes and some notepaper. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thanks.
That's okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ejercicio 3. El señor Braithwaite está comprándole a la azafata algunos productos libres de impuesto.
What would you like, sir?
I'd like a bottle of whiskey, please.
And what kind would you like?
What kind have you got?
We have Johnny Walker, Teachers, and Black and White.
Well, I'll have a large bottle of Black and White, please.
I'm afraid I've only got half bottles.
Then I'll have 1 Black and White and a bottle of gin as well.
We only have Gordon's half bottles.
That's all right. Oh, and I'd like some perfume for my wife. What kind have you got?
Chanel No. 5 and Miss Dior.
Chanel No. 5, please.
Anything else?
Yes, some cigarettes, please. What kind have you got?
We have Benson and Hedges and Rothmans.
Then 200 Benson and Hedges, please, and Rothmans, 4 packs. How much is that altogether?
That's £2.50 for the whiskey and £2.50 for the gin. Chanel No. 5, that's £18.75. And the cigarettes, £5.50 the carton and 50 pence the pack. You save 5 pence. £29.25 altogether, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Este es el último ejercicio de esta sección. Así que vuelva al libro y siga la guía de estudio. Ahora, hable usted. Usted está en la oficina de correos a punto de comprar unos sellos y unas cartas de avión. Yo le iré diciendo lo que le hace falta y usted lo pedirá en inglés. Use...
Could I have, please?
Diga, ¿me puede dar un sello de 14 peniques?
Could I have a 14 pence stamp, please?
¿Me puede dar 3 sellos para postal para los Estados Unidos?
Could I have 3 stamps for postcards to the States, please?
¿Me podría dar 4 cartas de avión?
Could I have 4 air letters, please?
¿Me podría dar 5 sellos de 25 peniques?
Could I have 5 25p stamps, please?
¿Me podría dar un sello de avión para carta para Australia y 2 sellos de 20 peniques?
Could I have a stamp for an airmail letter to Australia and 2 20p stamps, please?
Ahora, imagínese que está usted en una papelería. Usted necesita unos sobres y unas postales. Aquí está la dependienta que le saluda. Yo le diré lo que tiene que decir.
Can I help you?
Diga, quisiera unas postales.
I'd like a few postcards, please.
I'm afraid we haven't got any picture postcards. We've got some plain postcards.
No, yo quiero postales ilustradas.
No, I want picture postcards.
I'm sorry, is there anything else?
Quisiera papel de escribir.
I'd like some notepaper, please.
Well, we have white and pink. Which would you like?
¿No tiene azul?
Have you got blue?
Yes, we have blue notepaper.
¿Tiene sobres azules?
Have you got any blue envelopes?
Yes, we have. How many would you like?
10.
I would like 10, please.
¿Cuánto es en total?
How much is it altogether?
That's 85 and 30, £1.15, please.
Y para terminar, vuelva a escuchar todos los diálogos sin el libro. Unidad 6.
Shopping.
En esta unidad, usted practicará cómo hacer la compra. Hacer compras de ropa y hablar de tallas, precios y cómo pagar. En primer lugar, escuche a Marion en la tienda de comestibles.
Oh, could I have half a dozen eggs, please?
Yes, large or small?
Large ones, please.
54, please.
And I'd like a pint of milk, please.
That's 20, please.
A continuación, escuche a Tambi que está haciendo unas compras para su madre.
Could I have some milk, please?
No, I'm sorry. We haven't got any today. We're sold out.
Then could I have 4 ounces of cheese?
What kind would you like?
Cheddar, please.
Okay, I'll just weigh it for you.
Where are the biscuits?
They're just along on the shelf there. You can help yourself.
Tambi desea también comprar unas manzanas.
Do you want anything else?
Could I have 1 pound of apples, please?
We don't have any apples.
That's all, thank you.
Thank you very much.
A continuación, Marion está en unos almacenes con Tambi, ayudándole a encontrar una cremallera para el anorak.
Here, Tambi. Open end zips. That's what you want. What colour do you need?
Navy.
And how long?
22 inch.
Ah, that's 55 centimetres equals 22 inches. That one's too short. Try that one. 55. Yes, that one's fine.
Ahora, Marion está con Tambi y su hermana Nuala en una tienda de segunda mano, buscando en un montón de zapatillas. ¿Compran algunas?
What size do you take, Nuala?
I think I'm 2.
What size are you, Tanvi?
I'm 3 and a half, but 4 will do.
Are these ones all right?
They're too small.
And what about these ones?
They're too, wide and too long.
Nuala, are there any for you, do you think? What about this one? Oh, no, that's too small. They're all too small or too big.
¿Entendió usted que finalmente no compraron nada? A continuación, Marion está en la sección de guantes de unos grandes almacenes.
I would like a pair of leather gloves, please.
What size?
I don't know.
Show me your hand. About a size 7.5. What colour?
Brown, please.
Lined or unlined?
Lined. I would like fur-lined, if possible.
Fur-lined. Right.
La dependienta le ha traído unos guantes a Marion para que se los pruebe.
They're all fur-lined, but that one's the longest one.
How much is this one?
That one is 21.50.
Could I try that one, please?
Yes.
Do you have anything cheaper?
Yes, I've got cheaper in a wool-lined and in a fur-lined short one.
Al final, Marion elige unos guantes forrados de piel.
I like the fur ones best, I think. Could I try the fur one again?
It's a longer one as well.
Yes, it's better longer.
Yes.
Well, can I take a pair of this, please?
Marion le da a la dependienta 22 libras y recibe el cambio.
21.50, 22, and your receipt's inside. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Ahora, estudia las palabras y frases más importantes antes de pasar a practicar lo que ha aprendido. A continuación, practique lo que ha aprendido. Ejercicio 1. En la zapatería. Escuche el diálogo y compruebe lo que ha escrito.
I'm looking for some boots.
What sort of boots are you looking for?
I'd like some Wellington boots.
What colour?
What colours have you got?
Got red, blue, yellow and green.
Well, could I see some red ones, lined?
Yes, certainly. What is your size?
6.5 or 7.
Yes.
Ejercicio 2. Escuche al señor Barry que pide unas rosas en una floristería.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy some flowers, please.
Certainly, sir. What kind would you like?
I'd like some roses, I think.
Yes, and what colour? We have pink, red and yellow.
How much are the pink ones?
Those ones are 80p.
And the red ones?
The red ones are £1.10 and the yellow ones are £1.
Well, could I have the red ones, please?
Certainly, sir. That's £1.10, please.
Ejercicio 3. ¿De qué se está hablando en los siguientes diálogos? Aquí está el extracto número 1.
It's too small. I want a bigger one.
Which floor is it on?
On the third floor.
And how many rooms has it got?
There are 3 rooms and a bathroom, but I think it's too small.
Aquí está el extracto número 2.
I've got a blue one, but it's too short. I want a longer one.
But the blue one goes with your shoes, and it's lined.
Yes, but it's too short. I don't like it.
Y por último, el extracto número 3.
How much is it?
It's £25. I'd like a cheaper one. And it's too big. I want a smaller one.
But it's lovely. It's leather.
Yes, but I want a cheaper one.
Ejercicio 4. La señora Carter está comprando. ¿De qué se ha olvidado?
Good morning, Mrs. Carter. And what would you like today?
I'd like 2 pints of milk, please.
2 milk? Yes.
Could I have a dozen eggs, please?
Certainly. Brown or white?
Brown ones, please.
Anything else?
Oh, yes. I've got a long shopping list. Have you got any apples? I'd like 2 pounds, please.
Yes. These red ones are the best. 36 pence a pound.
That's fine. And I'd like 12 ounces of cheese, please.
Cheddar cheese?
Yes, please. And then 2 pounds of white sugar, please.
2 pounds of sugar? Yes.
2 pounds of tomatoes?
I've got small ones at 40 pence a pound and large ones at 50 pence a pound.
Large ones, I think.
Anything else?
That's all. How much is that altogether?
That's £4.19 altogether, please.
Here's £5.
Thank you. And your change, 81 pence. Thank you.
Thank you.
Este es el último ejercicio de esta sección. Así que vuelva al libro y siga la guía de estudio. Ahora, hable usted. Usted está comprando guantes. Mire en su libro de forma que sepa cómo contestar las preguntas de la dependienta.
What size do you take? Would you like 7.5 or 8?
I'd like 7.5, please.
What kind would you like? We have leather ones and wool ones.
I'd like leather ones, please.
And would you like fur-lined or wool-lined ones?
I'd like fur-lined ones, please.
And what colour would you like? Would you like brown ones or black ones?
I'd like brown ones, please.
And how would you like to pay? By cheque or cash?
I'd like to pay by traveler's cheque, please.
Y ahora, usted se encuentra en la sección de abrigos de unos grandes almacenes. Mientras usted está hablando con el dependiente, yo le diré lo que tiene que decir. Pare la cinta para hablar, según el procedimiento habitual.
Can I help you?
Diga, quisiera comprar un abrigo.
I'd like to buy a coat, please.
Certainly. What size are you?
No lo sé.
I don't know.
Probably a size 14. Would you like to try one?
¿Podría probarme este?
Could I try that one, please?
Yes, certainly. Here you are.
Usted se lo prueba, pero no le sienta bien. Diga que es muy corto. ¿Tiene usted uno más largo?
It's too short. Have you got a longer one?
Yes, I've got longer ones. Try this one. Oh, that's lovely.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
How much is it?
That one is £69.99.
¿Tiene algo más barato?
Have you got anything cheaper?
No, I'm sorry. That's the cheapest we've got.
Y, para terminar, escuche todos los diálogos una vez más sin el libro. A continuación, encontrará en la cinta la sección de repaso de las unidades 4 a 6. Las instrucciones y los ejercicios escritos están en la parte de atrás de su libro. Repaso. Unidades 4 a 6. En primer lugar, recuerda, conteste las preguntas de su libro y a continuación, compruebe sus respuestas con la cinta. Aquí están las respuestas de la sección. ¿Recuerda?
I'd like a double room with a shower. I'd like to stay for 2 nights. Is there a car park in the hotel?
I'd like 4 18-pence stamps and an air letter. I'd like 2 stamps for postcards to Germany. How much is that altogether?
I take size 14. This one is too big. I'd like a smaller one. Have you got anything cheaper? I'd like to pay by traveler's check.
Ahora pare la cinta. Lea la sección de su oportunidad para hablar y después ponga en marcha la cinta de nuevo. Su oportunidad de hablar. En primer lugar, diga, quisiera una habitación individual, por favor.
I'd like a single room, please.
Yes, certainly. I have a single room on the first floor.
¿Hay baño en la habitación?
Is there a bathroom in the room?
No, I'm afraid there isn't. It's outside in the corridor.
¿Puedo hacer la colada en el baño?
Can I do laundry in the bathroom?
Yes, you can.
¿Cuánto cuesta la habitación por noche?
How much is the room per night?
It's £8 per night. That's including English breakfast.
¿Tienen restaurante?
Have you got a restaurant?
No, I'm afraid we haven't. We just do bed and breakfast. But there's a restaurant just down the road. Dinner is about £6.
¿Hay alguno más barato?
Is there a cheaper one?
Yes, there are cheaper restaurants in the center of town.
¿Hay alguna oficina de correos en el centro del pueblo?
Is there a post office in the center of town?
Yes, there is. Now I'll show you your room.
A continuación, vuelva a su libro y haga el juego de palabras antes de pasar a la unidad 7.